And we're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Andrew Shores, and now we're going to hear a bit about an upcoming career fair. It's 9:36, of course, and we are speaking with Joe Bruner. And Joe, you're with Kansas Works, and tell us more about the career fair coming up here in Manhattan.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on. We're having a statewide career fair on Thursday, March 9th, and the career fair is one of 11 that's occurring across the state, and of course the one in Manhattan, Kansas, is going to be the largest. We'll have 54 employers in attendance, and it's going to be at the Holiday Inn across from the K-State campus, which is on Anderson Avenue. We're really looking forward to having the military, transitioning service members, members of the public, students from Manhattan Area Technical College, K-State, Manhattan Christian College, anyone looking for their next great career opportunity is who we would like to have come and visit with the great employers that are coming to this career fair.
So you say 54 employers, right?
Yes.
And that's an impressive number, and I would assume there's quite a bit of diversity amongst that group of employers. Who are some of the employers, or what kind of jobs could people find?
Well, some of the employers that we're having are from private industry. Some of them are county, state employers. We're having Foot Locker from Junction City. That's the Foot Locker warehouse. We're having Florence Corporation come in, and they are hiring for production workers and customer service reps. The VA call center that exists on Fort Riley, they're having a representative come from Topeka who's going to be looking for customer call center folks. We're also going to have Buyer Construction there looking for laborers and heavy equipment operators. We're having the Geary County Community Hospital. We're having Meadowlark there looking for CNAs, LPNs, RNs. So we're really looking forward to having a diverse group of employers come, and we're really excited that the Kansas Department of Commerce has done a great job marketing these career fairs so that we think we're getting the word out to job seekers.
Now, how many career fairs are there going to be statewide?
There's going to be 11 of them. They're all going to be on March 9th from 2:30 to 6:30. Here in Manhattan from 2:30 to 3:00, all veterans, military, spouses and family members, and students from Manhattan Area Technical College can come in for the first half hour, and then the career fair is open to the public at 3 o'clock.
Now, do you have to register or anything like that before you attend?
It would be nice if you had a Kansas Works account, because on Kansas Works, once you have an account as a job seeker, you can post your resume, employers can see it, and then if for some reason amongst these 54 employers you don't find that opportunity that you're looking for, you can look at the other hundreds of jobs that we have available in this region.
Well, and it seems like a really great opportunity. You know, we've been talking a lot about a workforce development in the Flint Hills in general. Do you have any number as far as how many jobs were found at last year's job fair?
Well, I'm not sure about how many we had at last year's job fair, but I can tell you on Kansas Works for the state of Kansas, we have over 30,000 job openings, and we have less than 10,000 resumes posted on Kansas Works. So it is a job seeker's market, meaning that there are a lot more employers with job openings that they're having a difficult time filling. So we need to see these qualified job seekers come to the job fair, meet these employers, and also get on KansasWorks.com and register and post their resume.
Do you know the employment rate in Kansas off the top of your head?
I believe it's less than 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's lower than I would have expected it to be.
It's either 4 or less than 4, but in Riley County, it's very low.
Yeah, well, and that's promising, too, because you have a ton of jobs, but it also you also need a lot of people to come and fill those. Kansas Works, I mean, how long has this been around? How long has Kansas Works been in service?
Kansas Works has been in service for many years. It's part of a program that's demand-driven by employers, so that if employers have a need to find skilled people to fill their job openings, well, many years ago, they created this system. Employers created a demand-driven system to help them connect to job seekers. And if the job seekers didn't have the skills that they needed to perform the jobs that the employers have, then we have training opportunities. So we partner in this region with Heartland Works, and they are in the workforce centers in Manhattan and Junction City with us. And if a person doesn't have the skills they need to fill the in-demand occupations that we have, then they can be considered for training opportunities.
So the people who typically come to these career fairs, do you see a pretty wide range of qualifications as far as maybe transitioning veterans or people with 2 or 4 year degrees, or maybe people who just finished high school looking to find things? Is there one group that tends to be larger than all the others?
In this region, we are very fortunate to have a higher number of transitioning service members that come to our career fair in Manhattan and Junction City. So there are a few, let's see, there are 3,000 transitioning service members leaving Fort Riley every year, and our desire is to get more and more of them to stay in Kansas. So we're really thrilled when they come and see and meet with the employers. We also do a lot to prepare job seekers, all job seekers, for these opportunities. So if they need help with their resume, interviewing skills, maybe perhaps they want to fill out a federal resume, it takes a lot of work to do that. So we help the staff of the workforce centers helps them prepare for these job fairs.
Well, making a resume can be intimidating. You talk about the Kansas Works website where there's 30,000 jobs posted and less than 10,000 resumes. What sort of tips and advice do you provide to people who are working to put up a resume? Because maybe it's not people aren't looking to find jobs, or it's just they're not sure about how to get those materials ready because they feel underqualified because they haven't quite made that resume yet.
Well, that's why we have staff in the workforce centers to help them. They can also get on KansasWorks.com, and it takes you through a step-by-step process to create a resume. And it's really pretty helpful. We also, like I said, we have staff in Manhattan and Junction City and all the other workforce centers in the state that you can make an appointment with or just walk in and work with them to help you hone your skills and show them on that resume. You know, a big part that we do in this region, because we have so many transitioning service members, is to take what a military person does, what their MOU was in the military, MOS, sorry, and then translate that into civilian terms so that any employer can understand what their skills and abilities were while they were in the military.
So when you talk about 54 different employers coming to Manhattan, do you have any idea what the median income would be for any of the jobs posted to this? I know that's a very broad stroke that may be intangible at this point, but I mean, you're talking about a very wide array of positions. Are these positions fairly beneficial for the people who get them? I mean, obviously having a job is a good start.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting. Some of the companies that are coming to the career fair are not just regional employers. Some of them have facilities perhaps in 17 counties in northeast Kansas. Some of them are all over the state. Smithfield Foods, I believe, is a national company. Florence Manufacturing has facilities in other places that they're involved with. Foot Locker is a huge company. We're fortunate enough to have their distribution facility in Junction City, but they hire, you know, people from all over for positions they have all over. Smithfield's pretty big.
So you could basically go where you want. If you come to this job fair and that's what you want to do, you could transfer anywhere around the country if you get involved with those companies.
Well, that's the thought, but first we'd like them to try to consider staying in Kansas.
Very true.
Because our great companies here in Kansas really need qualified job seekers.
Well, and it sounds like there's a huge need within our workforce that isn't quite being fulfilled right now.
Yes. I would say that we get a variety of people coming in with a variety of skill levels. We have a great demand for the healthcare field. So that's why there are quite a few companies that are coming that represent the healthcare field. So everything from CNAs to LPNs, RNs, and other positions. Irwin Army Hospital will also be there, and they have positions on post. And of course, once you get into the federal system, you can, you know, if you want, move around. But places like Pawnee Mental Health Services, they have some great needs for some client support providers and mental health therapists. We have a couple of staffing agencies coming as well, so they have a variety of jobs. We have interesting companies, Heartland Plant Innovations, Heineken Electric Company, High Tech Interiors, and Flint Hills Job Corps Center, another federal contractor. They work with youth in the Flint Hills Job Corps Center here in Manhattan. Are you aware of that?
I am very aware of that. They do some great work locally.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So we see a variety of people coming in. We do have quite a few construction companies, and that will relate to some of the students that are graduating from Manhattan Area Technical College. And then, of course, there are jobs that these employers will have for our college students as well, and those graduating from high school that want to go directly into a career.
Now, let's say there's an employer listening to this broadcast right now, and they would like to get involved with the Career Fair or Kansas Works because they have positions to be filled. How do they go about doing that?
Well, we had a registration open for the those employers that were interested in attending. I have a waiting list of employers that are wanting to attend this career fair in Manhattan. And right now, my list is long enough that I really can't take anybody else. But that doesn't mean we can't serve every employer that has an employment need. And the way we can do that is we can either have them or we can create an account for them on KansasWorks.com. We can post their job openings or they can post them themselves. Once they have an account on KansasWorks, then they can do a resume search. So like I said, we have under 10,000 resumes. They can, once they get on there, they can start doing that resume search themselves and see what qualified people we have out there. Another service that we provide to employers in the workforce centers is to have hiring events. So we can have single hiring events, or we can have two companies come into the workforce centers. We can market those hiring events and bring people in to meet directly with the employer.
So these centers, is there a center available locally? Because say there's someone who wants to get involved with Kansas Works, whether they're looking to post a resume or get more involved in the job searching process, is there a center they could go into locally? Just because for some people, accessibility to the internet may be an issue.
Well, we would love to have people come into the Manhattan Workforce Center, which is located on 4th Street. It's at 205 South 4th Street, Suite K, and staff there are ready and waiting for them to arrive. We also have a workforce center in Junction City. It's at 1012 West 6th Street. It's between Baskin and Robbins and the movie theater. And again, staff are ready to assist people to prepare for the job fair or to prepare for their next best job. We also have staff, Kansas Works also has staff on Fort Riley, located in the Soldier for Life building and the Soldier Family Assistance Center. And one day a week they help out at the USO on Fort Riley. So we're trying to connect and get in front of transitioning service members, college students, high school students, people new to the state, whoever is looking for their next best job or needs a job today, whether they're unemployed or wanting to get back in the workforce, whatever it is, my staff can help them.
It's 9:50 here in News Radio KMAN. We're going to go ahead and head to our break, but we're speaking with Joe Bruner, who is the Workforce Services Supervisor with Kansas Works, talking about an upcoming career fair here in Manhattan. It's 9:49 here at KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home